Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Tommy Jonagan. It's coming up right after this.
The views and opinions expressed by Tom are not necessarily those of Christy or Chick or anyone else on our staff or the staff of the radio station you're listening to. In fact, these opinions do not reflect the beliefs of most clear-thinking people. Please continue listening. Before you know it, we'll resume our normal program. Hang in there, America, and thanks for your patience.
Hang in there, America!
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks again for joining us. He's Bob. I'm Tom. That's Chick. Christy Lee is right there. We're worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on lots of great radio stations. With us in the studio, he's a Midwestern boy. He's now living in Los Angeles, California, father of one, soon to be father of two. It's comedian Tommy Jonagan. Tommy, it's great seeing you. You've been working on your TV show, which is still kind of in the works. We'll see what happens with that. But
yeah.
Mostly you've been working on your family. Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Can you hold your arm out? What's going on over there?
Which one?
How many tattoos do you have over there now?
I have three in total. The one on the inside is a harp. I call my kid the harp.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So,
I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other one, I think, was after a breakup.
I don't regret this one. Yeah. I have one on my shoulder mm-hmm. that I can regret. Mm-hmm.
What's the one on your forearm there?
The one on my forearm, it says, be grateful. It's just a reminder. I like to remind myself. And sometimes I forget even. And then the one on my shoulder was an impulse buy. I was just there. And I said, hey, can you draw something up? And
what'd they whip up for you?
It's not as bad as I would, but it's the Aries symbol that the guy drew. He's a good artist. And
Aries is what? The sign?
It's my birthday, March 25th. And it's not great. It's looks like that.
It looks like some kind of
like a
spiral
heavy metal thing or something.
It's the ram horn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's legitimately. I don't know why it's there.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
I'll turn it into something for the new baby.
There you go.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You call the new baby Ram.
Maybe.
There it is.
That thing got a hemi. In reality, we are. It's so crazy to even say because she's pregnant, but we are engaged. I don't even like saying fiance, but
right.
I asked. We both of us are like marriage is what it is. We don't mm-hmm. love it. It's a thing, and we feel like we're joining a cult that we don't fully agree with.
Right.
But we have kids, so we got to participate. And I didn't do anything. It was like I didn't do a special proposal. I put the ring on the counter, and I let her find it. That's how because I'm not gonna set unrealistic standards for what the rest of our life is gonna be. I'm not gonna do confetti and fireworks and get down on my knee. No, I'm not gonna learn a Bruno Mars song because that's not reality. That's not what the rest of our life's gonna be like. The rest of our life is sometimes you're gonna come home and there's gonna be something nice on the counter,
uh-huh.
and that's what I'm signing up for the most.
Uh-huh. Now you got a new baby. Now this is a yes or no question. I don't expect you to elaborate.
I'll elaborate.
You don't have.
I'm an open book.
You don't have to. I understand this. You said that your new baby will be a girl. You know,
yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Do you have a name? Yes or no?
Heather has. She's leaning towards one.
Heather is your girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. She's got one. She's leaning heavily towards.
When you say that, I asked Bob earlier when he and his wife go out, who drives? Bob always drives. So when it comes to naming the baby, this is the same question. Does your wife drive? Do you have any input in this?
In the naming the baby?
Yes, naming the baby.
The naming the first baby, I was heavily involved in.
Uh huh.
The second baby. Not as much. I'm still focused on that old baby.
I see.
I still love, you know what I mean? And I feel like a silent partner in a restaurant. You know what I mean? I'm funneling the money in. I come in every once in a while. They're like, clean the spoons.
But,
that's the most I'm involved
so far. You're still getting a free meal, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, but you're still eating well.
Yeah.
But they may have changed the name of the restaurant. You don't even know.
Yeah. Like, I feel like she just opened another franchise. Okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'll check on it in a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to elaborate on what the name's going to be. That's your private business. I'm just curious if you have, because sometimes people will have, it'll be a big open discussion with all their friends. And
we don't. The one thing is, the true thing is, there was a name that she really liked, but it was from a comedian friend of mine has a baby that's two.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, you can't. I didn't think that I would have a problem because I never foresaw this coming, but I can't just take another comedian's name. It's like a joke at this point.
Sure it is, yeah.
It's like, that's his bit. That's his baby bit.
You can steal a guy's bit.
Yeah, so I put the kibosh on that. But other than that, as long as I don't hate it.
Many of us have been in this situation in which
she
loves a certain name and you go, I hate that name. I knew a guy with that name. I hated him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you like would you like to see my list of those names? Okay, never mind.
There was just one that was, I didn't even care, but she goes, what about this name? And I go, that was my ex's niece's name.
No.
Which I don't mind. I like the name. If you like the name.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, let's not do that, probably.
You'll think about your ex every time you say the name, yeah.
I'm also with you, not a baby thing. I drive 100% of the time. If that was the question.
Yeah. I do too.
100% of the time. Her car, my car, I'm driving.
But if Chick and I were to go somewhere, I'd want to drive.
Yeah.
Because I don't like being a passenger.
This is a real thing for you guys, isn't it?
I just don't like being a passenger.
I think it is.
But I
know it is for me.
I'm still progressive, I'll tell you this much. In the bedroom, I'm Little Spoon.
Oh, are you?
No joke. I hate being the Big Spoon. It's 2015, ladies. Uh-huh. Put down your aprons and come Big Spoon me.
That's right.
I'm a feminist. This is the future.
Hear, hear.
I don't want to be the Big Spoon. My belly gets hot.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't make any sense. If you guys have seen Heather, she's not a big woman. It doesn't look like a mama bear holding her cub.
Right.
It looks if you walked in, it'd be confusing. You'd be like, were you giving her a ride and you fell over? Why are you laying like that? But I love the Little Spoon.
Uh-huh.
Good. I'm a Little Spoon, but I drive.
I see.
Well, okay.
All right. It's the future, people. I'm a feminist.
Now, Christy, mm-hmm. I think you're, how can I word this delicately? I can't get out of this. Do you prefer, when you're with your Amish buddy, do you drive the buggy or does he usually drive the buggy?
Boy, I hope he's sleeping. See, there's an issue here that is different because he has some vision issues. So
you like to drive so
like
you don't
die? So I can stay alive.
Is this about driving?
Yes. It's about driving.
Okay,
yes.
I didn't know
driving. I'm kidding.
Yeah, but he normally does drive.
When we left the airport the other day, he was driving.
He drove. Yeah, I mean, he normally does drive.
Was that his car?
But
you'd
prefer driving.
Well, that's because I have control issues. You know
in
that.
A perfect world. Yes. That's why I said when I tried to ask, I remember when I was asking the question, I said, this is going to be awkward.
Yes, and I admit that I have control issues. He knows that, and it is, and I do say it's hard for me to be a passenger.
So does that mean you're Big Spoon? Does it go in there?
I'm Little Spoon. I like being Little Spoon.
I think a woman can do anything a man can do, including hold me until the fetal position until I fall asleep.
You like that very much.
No, I definitely like being Little Spoon.
There's nothing wrong with liking that. You're fine.
I'm fine.
Now, Tommy Jonigan is our guest, and we've established several things. One kid, one on the way, three tattoos, two of them he likes.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, You are a glasses wearer.
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
Now, Christy, I know that you are a glasses wearer.
Yes.
Tommy, when it comes to the pre-spooning activity, are the glasses on or off?
I transition. I keep them on because she's pretty. Mm-hmm. So I like to see her as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Check.
And then they have to come off at some point.
To sleep,
Yeah.
Usually they just fly off in the action, right?
Yeah.
And I'm surprised you don't wear one of those sports headbands on.
I wish.
like
Horace Grant.
Like Jim Carrey, the cable guy, or when he puts the... Horace Grant's are better,
Flying off.
Make an elastic strap or goggles. Yeah.
And then there's we're not doing enough stuff to make them fly off anymore. We basically have two positions and we don't even use one of them. You know what I mean? We got a go-to and then...
Oh.
We treat when we get ready when we actually do it, it's not an activity for fun anymore. It's like a thing. We figured it out. We've beaten the system. It's about getting from point A to point B. You get yours, I get mine.
Yeah, when you got a little kid, you got to plan this out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
like you ever see one of those kids on YouTube put the Rubik's Cube together real fast when he's blindfolded?
Yeah.
That's how we treat sex. Time.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Tommy, on the topic of your glasses, you've been working on some television stuff. When you shoot the TV stuff, do you have glass in your glasses, or are they fake glasses, or do you no glasses?
Always real glasses. I need them to see. I've tried contacts that don't. I haven't tried them in a couple years, but there's such a weird thing.
Do they have special glasses for shooting television shows?
They just use these, and I get like an anti-glare. I'm sure it works a little bit. My dad had this. I have like bags under my eyes. This weird thing where I don't like to not have my glasses on. I feel like I look off.
Now here's the thing with Christy. When Christy takes her glasses off, chicken,
I can't even
freak
look
out. It's like this weird.
Because
we're so used to it. No, we're just so used.
You know those
to
really
it.
High expensive dolls with the eyes they use.
American.
Yeah,
dolls?
There they are. Oh God.
Ah!
I can't. Yeah, no.
She doesn't. She doesn't blink unless you tip her back.
That's right. It's the same thing. But Tommy wouldn't be Tommy without his glasses.
That's why I was asking. What
just the, like Drew Hastings. Drew Hastings isn't Drew without his glasses.
Well, never mind.
No, let's switch gears here. We're talking with Tommy Jonigan. Let's give Tommy a break. We'll see what's happening in the world of news. Coming up, comedian April Macy and comedian Dan Telfer will be joining us.
And dinosaur expert.
Dan, a comedian / dinosaur expert. Okay, go ahead, Christy. What else you've got out there?
In Pennsylvania, a robbery suspect diversified his criminal portfolio by flashing a store owner before taking cash in a woman's outfit from the shop. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, this is a guy.
Uh-huh.
So he's mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah, the man walked into the store and exposed himself. The befuddled, love that word, store owner nonetheless helped him look for women's clothing, but when she tried to ring up the transaction...
Wait a minute.
He demanded money.
Okay.
So he actually went through the shopping process nude?
Yeah.
With the,
took a large skirt and a purple lace trim blazer, Bob.
I see.
So he comes in, drops trowel, flashes.
Uh-huh.
Then she helps him do something?
Buy some clothing.
Okay, that's weird.
They believe the items might have been intended as a gift. Really?
What?
I don't know about that.
Once you get flashed, aren't you out? I mean,
what store was this? I can barely get help with my pants on. Where's this guy going with this kind of customer service?
In the King and Queen shop near Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Like to go
good
there.
To know.
Man,
they're
yeah.
hoping
no.
that the
that's
recipient.
That's a full service shop there.
The recipient.
Good for a king, Bob.
Might have a receipt and then would, you know.
Now,
know.
Have you ever seen a flasher?
I saw the.
In real
this
life.
Makes sense. I saw the. I approaching. I'm trying to the way you would say this. So I'm walking behind someone, or someone in front of me is facing the same way I am. So I see the back of them, and then as I'm approaching, I realize there's too much movement. So whatever was happening in the front was someone was being exposed.
You didn't,
to, and I did not. I did not partake.
Jake, you ever seen an actual?
So when you say flasher, this is usually a man, right?
Yes,
usually.
Yes, I have. Okay. I have seen one.
I've been flashed by women on the road.
Well, of course you.
Oh well, yeah, that's.
Oh, I would love that. Bobby. I would love that. How do you make that happen?
Well, the testosterone that oozes just out of him.
Turn a smile.
It falls out of the car.
Have you not been around Bob much?
Oh, man.
There was a guy. I saw a guy in San Diego. He was sitting on the sidewalk, and he was actually screaming something. They weren't words, but they kind of were. You know what I mean?
About the FBI?
No.
Yeah.
Well, that guy had a
the
song.
The beginning of a Who song?
The sign said, the FBI knows I'm not a homosexual. Oh, that absolutely happened to me. But this guy, and the closer you got up, you could tell he wasn't wearing pants. He just had a big coat on, but I didn't. This is going to sound creepy. I didn't see anything.
No.
I had a really elegant moment.
Love this story.
I happened to be in Paris, France, and
Paris, as some say.
A couple of friends of mine and I, and we had just completed this. We were doing this interview with this guy, and it had gone really well. And we were getting back on the subway, and they had these huge escalators. And we were going down, and there was another guy. There was an escalator across the way that you could see going down also. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty crowded. It was rush hour. But I noticed that there was this. I first noticed that on the escalator there was this sort of big space where this guy, a gentleman wearing a beautiful suit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. And then
everyone else is just packed together.
Everyone else is packed up. There's this space in front of him and in back of him. This guy's going down the escalator. We're going like this. The one way he's coming right at us, and he had his male member out.
Yeah.
And I will say I could use the word prodigious.
Wasn't it part of the fashion of the pants?
This guy had whipped out, and it was gigantic. I think if I had one like that,
now why wouldn't you?
I would probably
walk around showing it off
as much as possible. I have two witnesses.
Uh-huh.
It was absolutely staggering. It was
maybe that's why the space was there.
Well, the space,
no room.
The people were giving him room.
Yeah.
And he had a big, and also, what I most remember about it was, yeah, he had a, and he also,
oh, that, obviously not white.
Well, as a matter of fact, but he had a big grin on his face. He was very happy.
Well,
why wouldn't he?
He was smiling about.
Look what Mother Nature gave me.
But he had a beautiful suit on. That was that was the oddest thing about it. I'll never forget that. Just this very, very nice suit and his big male member.
I'd much rather see a bunch of boobs like Bob.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you, Tommy.
You're a boob guy?
I'm a yoga pants guy at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Pants is like, it's almost the same as flashing.
Camel toe, yes almost. Or no?
It's not that I need it, but yoga pants, I can't, it's a miracle.
It's not that I need it, but. But.
You could put yoga pants on a sack of potatoes, and I'd be like, yeah, I probably would. They just make everything so gorgeous.
I see.
I think it's like, it's showing everything.
Yeah,
that's why we
had the news story earlier this week.
There's
about
the new
underwear for women wearing yoga pants that will help alleviate camel toe.
That's why.
Was it got a piece of cardboard
question.
On it or something?
It's got a silicone panel in it, like that would a little bit more rigid.
So it'll be a little poofy.
No, Barbie like.
There's also that you can also get. On the opposite extreme, you can get an insert
to make you have more
that will give you camel.
No way.
Yes.
Huh. Yes. It's like a jock strap, but it has the, what's the word, cleft?
Yes.
Is that the correct
term? I was always under the impression that you didn't want camel toe.
Well, yeah, because that woman in that article that makes the new product, she was saying because it makes you sometimes.
Implies that you have a
do you want men to look at you or not?
Yeah, but she was saying in the article, I can find it, she thought it camel toe sometimes
that you have a large
giant
vagina.
Vajayjay.
Oh, I've never thought that. I just thought it was the equivalent of a wedgie.
Yeah.
It's not. It's
your
a
pants
non.
Are too tight.
Just, something's
you
happening.
Yeah, actually, a perfect word, Tommy. Here's what she says. It's called Camel No Panties. They're available at Seamless Thread on the internet. And Camel No, two words,
right.
N-O. It says women everywhere have experienced, quote, frontal wedgies.
Yeah.
And they can now rejoice in one woman has created the underwear that addresses one of fashion's most embarrassing problems. Maggie Han, H-A-N is her name. She goes, women don't want other people to think if you have camel toe, you have a huge vagina. That's what she says there.
I have to try these and see.
The camel toe? Mm-hmm. And as you said, Christy, it's made with medical grade silicone.
Anything with the word medical grade.
Yeah.
Not a big
$30 for a pair of these babies.
Yeah, they're not cheap. No.
Now, yesterday on the show, we got into a discussion. Christy was saying she wants to get a new brand of panty.
I need an everyday panty.
And we have had more than 100.
I was going to say, it's, yeah.
There's
I can't
no
imagine.
There's no.
And you can't try them on.
No.
So you gotta buy them, see if they fit.
I went through an underwear search and I found, because every.
It's for you or her?
For me,
okay.
Where dudes' underwear, they have the thick, hard elastic band.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted just a soft, but still doesn't loose. It took me forever. I ended up on the Calvin Klein front, but I still don't know if there's a perfect pair of underwear.
Yeah, what color?
I agree.
I go all colors. A little variety.
Spice
of life.
Sorry. Black only.
Really?
Yeah, black only.
Boxers
Boxer
or briefs?
Briefs.
See? Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Boxers only.
Boxers.
No, I'm kidding. Briefs only. Yeah, briefs only.
So you're the tidy whitey. Or no,
tidy blacky,
I guess.
No.
Can we say that?
Just black.
Yeah.
They're only black.
Yep.
Tidy black.
And when I found the one I liked, I got rid of all the old ones.
I've done that.
That's what I have with these Calvin Kleins. So
I don't have to have that problem in the morning. Now, do you lay out your clothes at night so when you wake up in the morning, everything's ready for you? That's what I do.
I do not do that.
So you have to wake up and start making decisions? I don't want to.
Yeah. No decision. The pants I'm going to wear are already by the bed because I take them off and put them by the bed. My girlfriend and I don't argue a lot, but that's one of the things is she's like, why is there always a pile of clothes on your side of the bed? And I'm like, because I can't wear them at the same time. It looks stupid. So I take those pants off. I put shorts on. I go to bed. I wake up. I take the shorts off. They go in the floor and I put on those pants. What more do you need from me, woman? Uh-huh. You're gonna raise two kids on your own because I leave my pants by the bed? Yeah. Your move.
Uh-huh. Your move, lady.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.